Sit yourself comfortably and straight. Assume the meditation posture. So I'm still relaxed, aligned well, the spine, neck, head in one line. Take a few deep breaths, feeling the posture is still and relaxed. Been looking at the Annamaya Kosha, what we call the food sheath, or the physical body. How it's created from food, sustained by food, and goes back to the food chain. We can call it the material body. Same way, it's part of the material universe, never something individual or separate. Just as the wave is not something separate from the ocean. The water is always there in the ocean. The wave comes out of the ocean, is never a specific part of the ocean, as every moment water goes into it, water goes out of it. Every moment is a different part of the ocean. And eventually subsides. Same water was there before, during, after. Same ocean. Material universe, always the same material is there, just in different forms. This body then is the same, like a wave within the material universe. Never something separate. So the conclusion is, I, as a physical being, am not an individual being. There is only the universal, material, the material universe, no individual material object. Now when I look closer at the physical body, Annamaya Kosha, I see that it has processes for bringing things in from outside. I breathe, I eat. Processes for morphing material blood from outside, so it can be used by the system. processes for circulating this throughout the system. Nutrients, energy. Processes for throwing out waste material. The physiology, or the energy behind the system, is constantly in action. Now, so much so that there isn't anything static if I look at it closely enough. Everything within the body is part of process of change every moment. The cell itself, when I take it, it's not one solid thing. A whole batch of processes taking place. Any part of the cell that I take is okay, this is one solid thing that works within the process. That also is a batch of processes taking place. So when we shift our attention to pranamaya kosha, energy sheath, it's not something different than the physical body. The other way around, there is the pranamaya kosha, the energy. It seems to be solid material, so we call it annamaya, physical body, food body. But really speaking, I'm the energy body, not the physical body. I'm pranamaya, as the physical is made out of physiology, movement out of energy. So in this contemplation, one needs to make a shift, drop the whole idea of a solid physical body, as it really is, pranamaya, energy body. Preliminarily, one can say I have an energy body which is feeding the physical, energizing it, preliminary. Breath process, energy, changing into matter. But more subtly, the whole thing is just the energy body, pranamaya. Whole thing is dynamic, whole thing is change. Directed, regular change. So try, contemplate on yourself, both now, a few minutes, and take time during the week, that I am not a physical being, I'm an energy being. I'm something that's constantly, dynamically changing. I'm the breathing process, which is change. I'm digestion, assimilation, which is change. Circulation, assimilation. The chemical energy, the electric energy in the nervous system. All the matter which makes up this body is but energy. This is the next step. One has to step on this, look at it closely so one can drop the previous step. I'm not a physical being, I'm dynamic, changing energy being. Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.